The Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board says it's doing everything it can to prevent another breach. Executive Director Greg Long.
We're in the process of designing the procurement action. We anticipate rolling that out on the street by the end of this calendar year and then awarding next fiscal year.
Long testified Tuesday at a Senate subcommittee hearing. The cyber attack announced in May exposed names, social security numbers, and bank account details, including information about Hawaii Democratic Senator Daniel Akaka. He's the subcommittee chairman. Hackers launched the attack last summer, but the FBI didn't tell the board until this past spring. Now lawmakers are trying to figure out why the FBI didn't send word sooner, but in the meantime, Long says the board is working to ensure a smooth contracting process.
I anticipate that it'll be a full and open competition. I anticipate that the incumbent typically is a bidder, but it will be a full and open competition. We are seeking robust competition from all parties.
Long says the contract will include stringent security requirements aimed at preventing future breaches. Another subject of discussion is the amount of time the board and other agencies keep personal information on file. Long recommends changing the law to minimize the chance hackers can get their hands on it.
Currently, FERSA, the statute that governs what we do at FRTIB, does not contain a statute of limitations for judicial review of a claim for benefits brought by a TSP participant or beneficiary. This is indefinite exposure to potential litigation for an unlimited period of time, even after a participant takes all their accounts and is gone for years. Therefore, we have advocated for a statute of limitations. That would limit the amount of time the benefits claim is open, therefore limiting the amount of time that we would have to retain personally identifiable information. A five-year statute of limitations is what we recommend, and that's typically longer than what is generally seen within other ERISA 401k plan type designs.
The Government Accountability Office agrees with Long's recommendation. Greg Wilshusen is Director of Information Security Issues.
If federal agencies are collecting personally identifiable information for a stated purpose, once that purpose has been achieved, if they continue to retain that information indefinitely to no other particular use, then that potentially, if the appropriate security controls are not placed over that information, it could be subject to risk of unauthorized disclosure to someone who might be able to break into their systems or gain access to that information. So the principle is just for as long as you need the information, keep it, protect it. Once that need no longer exists, then get rid of it, delete it.
The National Archives and Records Administration issues guidelines for data retention, but Wilshusen says agencies need to be more deliberate in deciding how long they'll keep personal information.
I know, for example, with OMB, had a requirement from one in terms of safeguarding personally identifiable information, had a requirement that if personal information is placed on agency laptop computers, which are then taken out of the building, if the agency determines that it no longer needs that information on that laptop, then it needs to delete it within 30 days. To the extent that that's being implemented and followed, something we have not expressly examined to date.
Senator Akaka introduced a Privacy Act modernization bill last fall that would require agencies to dispose of personal information as soon as they're done with it. But getting agencies to go along might be a challenge. Mary Ellen Callahan is the Homeland Security Department's chief privacy officer.
There are processes for deleting information before the period of the retention period is up. Officials are often reticent to do that for two reasons. One, because they already have an approved retention period from the National Archives, and you don't want to go counter to that. Second, there's also the question about whether or not it affects operations if you delete information on a more subjective standard, as Mr. Wilshusen had argued.
But Callahan says the issue of data retention is still up for debate within the privacy community and at DHS. In Washington, Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.